climate. Sometime ago, we're going to Alachsa Vestas. So the olden days, in general, ladies had a set cycle. Rav Nashim, come on, all Nashim had a Vest Kavua. They always saw the same time every single month. There's a Shittas Rav Meir, says the Isha doesn't have Vest Kavua, is even usher to be married, there's a stuff like that. And then that was the season of olden days. The reason why things changed was olden days always sat at home, everything stayed the same, and therefore everything was more on schedule. Nowadays, everyone's running around from place to place, and only someone plays in 30 seconds, in the house, out of the house, shopping, working. Therefore, the Mitzvah is that Rav ladies do not have a Vest Kavua Bizman Hazeh. Does happen. People do have a Vest Kavua, but in general, most situations we're dealing with the Vest Yenei Kavua. Alright, so the Gemara is Machlekes, whether Vest is Adaraisa or Vest is Adarabanan. That which we say that all the Lachas of Vest, they have to be Chrishish, that she's going to see on the Vest, is that also Midaraisa? Or it's only Midarabanan? Why would not be Deraisa? It's a regular Chazaka. Even though Sharmoid does something three times, gets a dinner with Chazaka. So why if a lady sees three times, why Midaraisa is not a Chazaka? It's only Midarabanan. So you have to say either the Peshad is that Not everything happens three times means that it's a chazaka, it's a teva. It rains 3 days in a row, it means it's going to rain tomorrow? No, why? Because no, it's done. Three times, it was a mikra. So to be a kibbutz b'shadis, even though a lady saw three times in a row on day 28 or day 31 or the tazayim b'chadish, but three times in a row, it could be a mikra in midrash, so it doesn't have to be that not everything which happens three times automatically gets it in a chazaka. It's like when we pass confesses the darabanan. Midiraisa is not going to be considered a chazaka. It's only going to be us midarabanan. What's nafkamina? Nafkamina is cases of sveikas. A lady forgets what vest, when's her vest is. I forgot them, child. She had all her vests on her phone. Don't ask me how, but she had all the vests on her phone and she dropped her phone into the water. And she has no idea when her vests are. So if it's going to be deraisa, yeah, it's deraisa l'chum. If it's darabanan, in most situations, it's not always like this. In most situations, if you are born to be a kal safek darban lekula, because the shaila comes up, Tasha ask a shaila if you get myself the vestas. Not always so simple, but there's more of a tzad l'hakol being that the vestas are darban. Right. Now during this zman of vest, so the shaila is what's aser and what's mutter. So Mechaber says in Kufayda, b'shas vesta tzarch lufresh mimena in achas. The Pesach and Mechaber is the only thing that we purish during Shas Vest is Tashem Mitah. So, why do I have Tashem Mitah? Because the Cheshish that during the Vest, if you have Tashem Mitah, the Tashmish could bring on the dam, the Chimur of Tashmish. Therefore, you have to be Machmur from Tashmish, and that's all. That's Shittas and Mechaber. Follow me, Shah Krivis. All the Krivis, Chibur Venisha, everything else, according to Mechaber, is going to be Mutter. Shach brings down that the Chumas HaDeshen is a machmer also on Chibiv Ganishak. He says, what's the difference? Chibiv Ganishak is deraisa. We all that by this is the circle of God is Avra. So not just Hashemit is also even Chibiv Ganishak, I think it's Ramban Rabban, but it's the Rabban. We all that this is deraisa to have Chibiv Ganishak to Arva. So the Chumas says it. Also Chibiv Ganishak should be also. Chibiv Ganishak is deraisa, so that also should be also. So the Chaim Pasuk Abach, Mionir the Machem Vam Eila Tavalei Bracha. That the Psak of the Shach, this is the Mechubat of Psak, is a Mikar. Didn't even know whether the Chivik Nishu is Mutter? Yes, it's Mutter. But Machem Vam Eila Tavalei Bracha, that it's right to be Machem Vam Eilu, and therefore comes like this. Tashamita, also the 4 days. Hachokis are definitely Mutter. There's no Din Hachokis on the Shas Fast. You can hand over the baby, you can pass things, you could. All dina achakas prepare a drink. All dina achakas are not negayah. Chiv v'nishik is machlekes, and psak is machmer tavelei bracha. It's machmer, it's kedai to be machmer. The Graz brings down that sleeping on one bed is a little bit more chamer. Mita achas is a little bit more chamer than other achakas. So that if you machmer, it's more mocking to be machmer than other achakas. Like when the right thing is. That on Chibur V'Nishak, it's the right thing that one of the entire should be Machmer Chibur V'Nishak during the Shas Vest.
Separate
beds total? That's. What? No, Mashu. Let's do Mashu separate. No, yeah, even if one's Mashu separate, then that's good. Okay. Fine. Now, during, any questions about this before we move on? Fine. Now, during the Shas Ves, there's a chiyuv to go ahead and do, you're supposed to do a bidika. The Shas, how many bidikas do you have to do during the Shas Ves? So, and, you know, Sugi is not clear. Rav Moshe writes in Tshuva, you should do a bidika kama pamim. A couple of times, Rav Moshe writes in Tshuva. Chazon Ish and Sefer, one time he writes, you should do it twice during the Shas Ves. One time he writes, you should do it once during the Shas Ves. Not clear exactly what the Shita of the Chazon Ish is. What comes out of the Maase is that a lady does not have problems doing bedikas. There's no problem with dryness, there's no problem getting makas. Then it's kedai to do twice. Twice during the Shas Ves. Pick on, yeah, we'll get to my Ben soon. Like, we make a 30 to 1, place the Azeroy, make everything, you have to do 8 Batikas, for sure now. But, so Bikaron, if a lady is able to do Batikas easily, she should be doing 2 Batikas, one in the morning, one towards Shkia time. If she has any difficulty doing Batikas, she's prone to get Makas, or just very, very dry, or it's difficult for her to do Batikas, so then you should do like the Mekadin, and you should only do one bidika, which again, the CS says a lot of ladies have problems doing bidikas, it's not easy to do bidikas, and they have problems of getting scratches and things like that. Therefore, it's not a diet to remember bidikas when it's not make it in. So, again, so make it in, it's one. One time, it's if you're able to do two, it's something which is a chashu thing to do. Now, what happens if somebody forgot to do bidikas during the Shas Ves? And he passes Shas Ves. Shaila is, what's the halacha b'di'avad if one forgot to do b'dikas? So for those who are doing Zainikim, what do we say? What's Makim Zainikim? Half is very important. Fine. Now, b'nigeya, b'dikas on the Yom Ves, so if you're dealing with a Ves She'ni Kavua, it's not 3 times, which most situations that's what we're dealing with, it's a Ves She'ni Kavua. B'di'avad, if you forgot to do a b'dika, then it's okay. That's an answer. And just go onwards. If you have a Ves Kavua that you saw 3 times on the same day, the same oina, so then even if the Ves passes, you have to be machmer afterwards. You're also rasha tivdik. You also until you do bedika, and you have to do bedika. Yeah, saying yasser rasha. Now the mechaber brings down oina beininess also has a din of a Ves Kavua. So therefore, if you forget day 30, or if you're not for day 31, they're also, if you forget the inabeniness, they're also your usher until it has been invested war, and it's the usher until you do bidika. Which has happened that the situation, say, the husband's out of town, or the wife flies in for a chasana, and they assume that she's not coming back till the 35th day. So, you know, when does she ever get to 35 days? Your normal play is like 32 days. That's happened that she forgot to do bidika, because she forgot anything else to come out, so she did do bidika. And then she came back, we came back, and well, she forgot. Had a mess a couple of times. So you have to be careful that if you're separating or something like that, you know, remember to do bidika on an abaniness, because you're also asha tivdik. And even after this man, it's going to be also an Isser B'etzim. It's not just, you know, Chazal answered it. It's Isser. It's not the Pshat, is that it's just a Chashash, it's like a B'dikas Talam. You came to B'dikas Talam and you ate it, so okay. There's no Kabbalah Shema guy. There was a bug there. There wasn't a bug there. Here, Pshat is Isser B'etzim. I mean, Yom Ves or after the Ves. It's Isser B'etzim. That's something which is not to be true about. What's Kaveya, something as a vest? So in order to be a vest, has to be something where that person has a... Her period. When a lady sees her period, she has a lot of dam. That makes something into a Yom Ves. A lot of times the lady could just stain. She has ksamim. So the halacha is a kesem does not make a vest. The only time something has been Yom Ves is when she gets her full period. Then it becomes chayshus for vestis. Stam staining a lot of times people on pills. A lot of times they stain or. Whenever it is, even if the staining answers you, it does not get the Yom Ves. The only time to chesh Ves is when you have a full-flown period with a lot of dam, then that's the only time you have to chesh Ves. The what?
Once all the matter is passed.
Right.
Do you need to do a
bdeeper
each time?
You pass, like, the everything? So it's like this. And once you're past the days, which is saying, so you want to know, Me'ikar de Medina de Gemara Batsam, Yomotor. You pass all the, not Yomavest. Yomavest is a time which you think about a person to see. Right now you have a chazaka, Batsam, technically you should be tar. The only part is, it's kedai if you're in a point where you're in a danger zone. You're at a time where you think it's very shaykh that she's going to see. If you're having, definitely having any symptoms, she's having her, she's not feeling well, she's having cramps or whatever, related different. Where if she thinks she's getting her period, then I would recommend for sure doing kinuach before having tashmis. Because like we said, we mentioned a couple of times ago, the Rashi Shavu says that shlevish has the best if you have tashna mita and the lady comes in nida, you put it from a carbon because the inus could liable to sick it. Like, how can you know? She just rested while she's going to see. So, as I said, but you can't be in there. You know, if you're at the time when you know it's very, very common to see, you have to just use your chachma and take precautions. Okay, in order to be a fast, it has to be that it's a full, it has to be full period. Mashenkin is not a custom, then it's not going to be considered a fast. So Shadah comes up, a lot of times when ladies get a vest, see, it doesn't always just start right away. They start staining a little bit slowly, there to get stronger, and then you get to the big heavy flow. So Shadah, what point do we say is the vest? Is the vest is when you start already just staining it right at the beginning? Well, the vest is only when you got to the point which is very, very strong, and where it's flowing very, very stark. So this is the machlokes between Ramesha and the place Eretz Yisrael. Ramesha already was chayshish. After you have a kesem, if it's the beginning of the vest, how do you know it's the beginning of the vest? Because the next day you saw it, or so, you know, it was starting. That's a chilek of the riyas vest, and therefore Moshe says that the zman of the vest is from the time you had a kesem. And Moshe goes to say, right, even if the kesem doesn't ask you, those pachas mikigres, those ansevayinim, whatever it was, even if it doesn't ask you, and the clue that dava is that we're trying to figure out what your vest is. Your vest is, and this is your vest. How do we know it's your vest? You started saying that, and there's a daskal of it. If Ramesh says, you always go from the day which you have the kesem as opposed to going later on. Post Geretz Yisrael, they go mainly that it doesn't go from the kesem, it goes from the zman which she had a heavy flow, whenever it gets a lot comes out, just a pot on the pad, or whatever it is, when there's a lot of dam coming out, that's the zman that you push the vestus, and the kesem, that's chal of it, is not considered the vest, and you go from the later time as opposed to the first time. How long is the shasta vest? What do you say? The first character is all go, you go from the second time. You know, as you go from the time when there's a heavy flow, as opposed to going from the time when there's a kesem. Even for that, it doesn't make a difference. It's not a kesem. A kesem doesn't make a vest. It has to be. Everyone who needs a kesem doesn't make a vest. The shayla is, what you're saying, this kesem is a chilek of the vest. Right? You're starting slowly and you're getting stronger. You're thinking, the person has to say, no, you go by the time which you. I assume most people in America learned, you probably learned, like on my show, I'm saying, in Lakewood. What? In Lakewood. How did Rabbi White Toy teach you? I think he taught us, what? Are you doing the regular halacha? Wait, did Shkafa by him? Ah, they did halacha, okay. Huh?
I think
he's a Jewish. Yeah, I tried to, no? Okay, I don't know. It's been a long time. Okay, anyhow. Akibana Meitzah, that's the person more like that. It goes by more by the.
So if you started in America with your
mission,
then you
would do it. Not completely changed. You know, if you're ready, that's even doing. How much is a good joke, you know what I mean? Especially if you, that's even doing it to say it again. You don't have to. You just keep things simple. Fine. Now, how long is this manifest? So the fast is this manifest is the time which you see, the 12 hours which you see. That's going to be considered this manifest, which I said before. Tashmita is going to be aser, hachok is a mutter, and chivim nishlich is machar tevelar bracha. Does the rule is mechadish that not only you have to be aser in the actual manifest, but even before the Zman of S, the Oino beforehand, you have to be choishish that that's also going to be also, because we're choishish that the dam, ladies now, it's not always computer, everything comes on schedule, so choishish that this time was chafe during the day, and next time will be chafe during the night. It could be macked a little bit earlier, Therefore, the Azura says you have to be choishes even 12 hours before the oinu, before the vest, you also have to be machmer. And as according to Azura, we also for 24 hours every single time. The oinu before and the actual oinu. Those 24 hours, you're going to be aser. Azura is not really brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The nice Hakeim do bring it down. Somebody once wrote a sefer and like wrote the Azura like pretty stark. Chazan said he can't give askamas that sefer. The Azura is just a chumra ba'alma lipinei Torah. It's not something which is for the Hamoinam. It's only it's a chumra b'nei Torah, which that's what it is. The Azura is a chumra b'nei Torah. It's pretty kubal. It's a b'nei Torah to be machmir with Azura. In a regular situation, you should yes be machmir with Azura, but you have to remember it's a chumra. And there are certain situations, like all chumras is mishkat chasidus, and not every single time it's always been negate to keep the chumra. So if you have shailas when you get Azura, you should ask shailas about it. Because you should keep it, but betor chumra. And I'm only going to have a lot of days in a row. It gets complicated with all how to be oikar vest. If you have like 4 or 5 days in a row, so you have to figure out which is the place to. You know, to be machmer 4 or 5 days in a row, especially when all of them are based on chumras, which are not, which there's mokin to be make a makam sarah. So if you have a shailas when you get a zruah, you should ask a shailas, because a lot of times there's mokim to be make. On what? So technically, during the Shasta Vest, what do we say? What's halachah b'nishuk? It's machmer tavla lebracha. So technically, it is trei chumri. It's azura is a chumra, and chiv v'nishik is also a chumra. Trei chumri l'machamir, and now we have to be machmir two things. You just have to know yourself, but well, just have to know yourself. That's all. Whether it's good for you or not good for you, whether v'chul. But in talalacha, technically, in bed, that's a mekadin. A trei chumri and mekadin, that's a would not be your problem. So let's go to the various vestas. There are a lot of different variables in vestas. I guess all different combinations. We'll just go through the main ones which come up. There are some other ones which are really not as kind of fine. So the main vestas come up is Yom HaChodesh. That stam eitz ha'tov. Every time, as soon as your wife sees that day, sit down, take out your calendar, write down what day you saw, figure out Yom HaChodesh, HaFlag, and Abinus, figure everything out, because you start, if you wait to do it, you start remembering, what day did you see? Was it Monday? Was it Monday morning? Was it Monday night? Tuesday morning? And you probably should forget. Eitz HaTov is right away, you should have a calendar, mark down right away when you saw, and just figure out your bestest. Fine, so the first one is Yom HaChodesh. Whichever day of the month you see, so the Teva is that based on the moon, that the moon affects the lady cycle. So if there's a metzias in the belt, that the day of the month could cause a lady to see. Therefore, every time when a lady sees, one time on the day of the month, we have to worry that maybe you're starting a pattern. It's Reina Zveshen equation. Maybe we're starting a pattern, and maybe you're going to see three times on this day of the month. So therefore, as soon as you see one time on the day of the month, you have to chesh for the next month for that day. You see Tazvav, next month you have to chesh for Tazvav, that maybe you're starting a pattern to see on that day. It only works in Hebrew months, Agav. Don't worry about once got a shayla. They saw three times on the third day of the month. In the English, January 3rd, February 3rd, and March 3rd. There's no such pattern like that. Not everything you type in a computer to make patterns. You don't know one blank pattern. It's based on the moon. As it goes by the moon, not by the sun. So anyhow, so the pattern has to be dafka the day of the month, Hebrew day of the month, not the English day of the month. It's possible to have 2 days in the month which you see. It's not a stira. If a lady has a very short cycle or in between bleeding and she got a period twice, it could be Gimel and it could be Chavez. It won't be a stira the 2 days in the month that you could have 2 days a month. They're not stiras to each other. And it's Tilya Iker 1, both can stay away. Right, so Shada comes up. What's the luck of a lady sees? No, it's day of the month. It's not a flaga. The day of the month is the day which is Gurimu. So you have to get past that day and not see. Don't get past that day, then you start to push for it. So Shalak comes up, what's the luck we say on day Lamed? And the next month is no day Lamed. So what do you have to be for the next month? Yetuches Rosh Chodesh. So it's not really so negeya because I'm abandoned saying how it's going to work out, going to be, and the end of being on Rosh Chodesh. It's not really so negeya. What's really more negeya is what about the month afterwards? Now, in order to Eker Vest, how do you Eker Vest? Eker Vest, but you get to the day, you pass by it, you don't see, that shows the Eker Vest. Over here, when you start Lamed 1 month, the next month you don't have a Lamed, so I never got past the day in order to be Eker it. So there's a lot of places can say that I was never Eker the Lamed, and you have to keep it around for the month afterwards. No, it's 2 months afterwards. Next month, anyhow, you have to, half can be also anyhow because I'm in Venus. But 2 months afterwards, when you get the next Lamed, you have to be also on Lamed, even though next month you saw, let's say next month you saw Gimel. So the month after, you have to be Lamed and Gimel, because you never Iker the Lamed. The only way to get the Vest is by being Iker it, they're passing the Iker it, and in Kol Zman, they did not pass it, it's not considered a Akira. The grass has a Chumra, which is good idea to do. The grass is the only way time you Iker a Vest, like I said, is if you got to the day and you Iker it. So what's the halacha if I saw the Tesvav of the month? The next month I saw Yud Gimel, but a lot of times I see for a couple of days, Gimel, Yudal, Tesvav. So you also saw on Tesvav. Is that considered Akira or not? So the grass says that would not be considered Akira. The only time you see Akira, what's the Svar? The Svar is that maybe I'm starting a pattern. So we only see I'm not starting a pattern is I got that day and I didn't see. In as much as I saw on that day, even though I didn't start seeing that day, I started seeing the day or two before, but even as I'm flowing into it, that would not be considered Akira, and you have to be chushes for both of them. So it could come out that a lot of times, especially if the lady's cycle is getting shorter, if you're going down, you get to having a couple of days. Because you're not going to be Iker the Yom HaChidosh of the MFS until you got to the day without seeing. And many times, that's not going to happen. Oh? No, it's all them. It's all Vestas. I just started with Yom HaChidosh. That was the first thing I did. Maybe I buy a flag also. A flag is even more Chamer. A flag Sar. We'll talk flag Arucha. But yeah, it's all them. Fine. The next Vest is Vest HaFlaga. Vest HaFlaga is that the Teva lady sees a certain amount of D's in between Riyas, from one Riyah to another Riyah. That could be a pattern. Now the lady sees Aleph, and you see Chav Ches, you see 28 days apart. So we're chayshish that you're starting a pattern. There's also a pattern of in between Riyas, the amount of days in between Riyas. Vest HaFlaga is a little bit different than Yom HaChodesh. There's the Yom HaChodesh, in order to get a Vest Kavua, how many times did Yom HaChodesh get a Vest Kavua? I'd see 3 times to get a Vest Kavua. One time makes any Kavua. If you see 3 times, the same day of the month, Gimel, 3 times, then that turns into Vest Kavua. I forgot to mention, it only turns into Vest Kavua if you saw all 3 times, or at least first two, in the same aina, day or night. Let's say I saw the first time Gimel during the day. The next month I saw Gimel during the night. And the third time Gimel during the day. So you know all three of them are Gimel? That's not Vest Kavua. The only time you see the Vest Kavua is it has to be the same aina and the same day. If you're missing one of those two ingredients, then that would not be considered Vest Kavua. If it's on the first two. On the third one, if you have a case where you have two Riyas on the same day, let's say you have Gimel, and then the third one flows into it, then it's Keshayla. Let's say the lady sees Aleph, Chafei, and you flow into Aleph. Is that the case? No, but I went back to Yom HaChodesh. Sorry, I went back to Yom HaChodesh. Let's rewind it, sorry. Okay, let's rewind a second. Okay. We go back to Yom HaChodesh, sorry. Yom HaChodesh, that in order to be Yom HaChodesh, how many times do you need? In order to be Vest Kavua? Three times. Now, in order to be 3 times, it has to be in the same oino. The first two have to be in the same oino. In other words, it has to be both by day or both by night. If one's by day, one's by night, it's not going to be best. If you have a shayla, but if the third one is not in the same oino, just ask a shayla. Usually, it's going to be considered a best kavua. Something called mayim psuach, mayim sasam. That if you, the Gemara says, if you see aleph, and the third one you see chafei, and it flows into aleph, that can already make a best kavua. Because we say that it'll just be really a best kavua of aleph. It's just dummy same. Because we have two in the same way, you know. The next month, just make sure you ask a shayla, just to figure out exactly what's going to be with the Vest Kavua third time around. Fine. Now, when you get a flaga, in order to make a Vest Kavua, you have to have 4 Riyas. Why? Because a flaga is from Riyah to Riyah. So you have to see the first time. That's then the next time you see it, 28 days later. So now you have aflagas from Riyah to Riyah. Now in between Riyahs, now yeah, you can have 28 in between the two Riyahs. So aflagas, the two components of aflaga. There's the amount of days in between by aflaga, and it's also which ayin you saw it, whether it was night or whether it was day. So let's say you saw, first time you saw 28 by night. So when do you have to be chayshus the next month? Twenty-eight days later, by night. There's a two chalakim to aflaga. It's the days plus the ayin which you saw. So let's say you saw again 28 by night. Then let's say the third month you saw 28 by day. So what happened now? You're done. You oiker the 28 by, you pass the 28 by night. You didn't get a veskavua. You didn't have three times. You pass by it. Therefore, you're done with the 28 by night. And in order to get a veskavua by a flaga, you have to have the amount of days plus you have to have the same lineup. If you don't have both of them, then it's not going to be a problem. The chesnut has a shell on the first one. Does that make a difference when you saw? Because the first three which you see when you're starting that flaga is just to start off the process. Because that you see today. And then you see 28 days by night. Does whether the first one, Misfar Lachar, does not have to be, you won't care if it's day or night, because that's just start off the whole process. But the second, third, and fourth, those all have to be in the same aina. If not in the same aina, then it's not going to be considered a veskavua. How you oikar aflaga? So just like we have a chedesh, we say in order to oikar, is you have to pass it without seeing. So to here, you're going to have to pass it without seeing. If a lady sees 26, 27, 28, so then the halacha is going to be that it's not going to be accurate because you float into it, and therefore it's not going to be accurate. Now there's a chumra of the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir was mechadish that what's the vart of aflaga? Aflaga is that this amount of days this causes you to see. So let's say a lady saw 28 days 1 month. The next month you saw 26 days. So the Beis Meir says, do we have a right in 28 doesn't cause you to see? We don't have a right 28 doesn't cause you to see. The reason why you see it in 28 is because you were mocked him earlier, everything came out. And maybe if we got in 28, if the period went down on day 26, and we got in day 28, then maybe we would have started. So the Beis Meir is Mechadish saying, whenever you have a shorter aflaga, it's not going to make the longer aflaga. Because maybe the reason why I didn't see by the longer aflaga was because you didn't get that day. What's that aflaga? Aflaga's from real to real. Let's say I see day 28, and then I saw day 26. So it's not a riot, I don't see 28. Maybe next month. Well, if I pass by 26 and I get to 28, maybe 28 taka is also a goyim. Therefore, the Beis Meir holds that anytime you have a smaller aflaga, it's not going to make a bigger aflaga. Shang there were a lot of them, yeah. And until you pass that aflaga, then you're not going to end up being accurate.
That's different than the grass?
It's different than the grass. The grass is you're flowing into it. This is even I ain't flowing into it. I saw it do 28, and next month I saw 18. 18, 19, 22. So he's just saying that I never got to 28. And every time when I see it starts all over, so let's just do a little bit of math over here, just work at the math. Let's say I see 1 month day 28. Next month I see day 26. So when's my next aflaga? The next month. 26 and also you have to be chesh both time. Once you start seeing it starts, you don't have to chesh 2 days. Hey, when you see 26, don't worry about it. 2 days, it starts all over again. You have to chesh 26 and 28. The next month I saw 25. So now what? 25, 26, 28. Now you can end up raking up a lot of haflagas like this. So right there. In a regular situation, you should be machmer, right? But if the days are piling up, so just ask a shayla when you can be makel and when not. What do you say? Technically, whatever. If there's any tzarech, we make on any type of things.
Technically,
maybe, yeah, if there's any tzarech.
Why
didn't
we
see
the
Beis Meir on the Yom HaChodesh? Beis Meir on the Yom HaChodesh. Let's see, what? I see the Gimel, then what? The next month? What do you say? I didn't flow into it. Because Yom HaChodesh of Shad is that the goyim is the moon, which causes you to see. But a flaga is the amount of time in between the periods causes you to see. So I never got to that time in between. The goyim is the time. When the lady gets it, it's not time between, that's the cause of recycle here, which is marked them earlier. Hashenkein, when you don't have a chodesh, there's beside the moon, so the moon is still around. If the moon should yes, we're going to see.
We do keep the earth. We always keep the earth.
What do you say? Right, but let's say he just wanted to know, like, if I see the Zayin and the next one is Aleph.
Right, so you
should be
a
Chesh
for
Zayin.
It won't
go in the air. What? Oh, because you have to get Chesh for Zayin. No, let's say, you know, so I didn't see it. Yeah, it's not a Falak story. Okay, right. Fine. Now, B'mei Chazal, Rav Nashim had a Oinu Beninus, they saw between day 30. Therefore, Chazal said that if a lady does not have a skavui, it's because they can be stam nashim and you also on day 30. Being that stam nashim is day 30, so unless you have some other cheshbin, another cheshbin of when you're seeing, you have to say men a stam, they can be also on day 30. Raiv, place can hold that day 30 means, you know, the day you see is day one. Also, when you get a flago. The way you count it is the day you see, that's considered day one. You don't start the next day. Day you see is day one. You start counting one, and also, so day 30 is going to be the 30th day from then. Chavis Das learns you have to have 30 days in between periods. Therefore, according to Chavis Das, it's always going to be 31 is going to be considered the Ayin Abaynus. So, right place to hold that Ayin Abaynus is day 30. Chavis Das is machmara that day 31 also is considered the Ayin Abaynus. It sells pretty much about to keep both of them. Day 30, also day 30 and day 31. And, you know, in regular normal situation, you should be keeping both. Just keep day 30 and also 30 and 31. You should be machmer for both of them. Now the placey was mechadish that an abeninus is different than a regular vest. Regular vest, we say, what's the vest? The ikar vest is the time you see day or night. And it's not called Arzura. The place says that the Vart of day 30, the Rav Nashim see day 30, is not they see during the day or night. Rav Nashim see day 30. Sometimes day 30 they see. Therefore, the place says the vest of an Abinus is a 24-hour vest, not a 12-hour vest. The whole 24 hours you have to be Chayshish, that's considered your vest. And therefore, you can be Aser the whole, if it's day 30, it's day 30, if it's day 31, day 31, you Chayshish, they Aser. All 24 hours, as opposed to being, you know, this is more chum. Here, the Arzura is more chum. The one you have is for Arzura, and number two, you have the Svar of the Placey, that the vest over here is 24 hours, as opposed to the vest being 12 hours. There's something called Yimei Mavucha, that, Shana Rama, maybe, that a lady has certain days that she sees. 1 month she sees Chav Hei, next month Chav Vav, then Chav Dalet, and Chav Ches, the range where a lady sees, so that also could get a din of a vest. Not, even if it's not set on each day, but whatever that range is, that's something which, you know, which is all to see, there also have to be Chesh Bevestis, and you have to be Macher for that. It's still there because I can't Macher around Yimei Mevucha. But the chesh is for it, but you don't have to be chesh in mevucha. Unless you have a clear pattern, you don't have to be chesh for it. It's bevaita, like we said before. If you're in the days which is very common for it to see, you just have to keep your eyes and ears open and use a common sense. Whether you want to have tashamita, you know, if you're in the danger zone, if you're in the danger zone, you just have to be careful. The other vestas, you just have to, if you see this, something called a Vesta Dilog, that if you're always skipping a day, you see Tezvav V'chodesh, Tezayin V'chodesh, and Yizayin. Every month you skip one day. Or you're going backwards. You have Tez, Chav Ches, and Chav Zayin. There's such a concept, it's called a Vesta Dilog, that if you're always skipping one day, that also could make a Vest. The only two Choshes, we have three. If you don't have three, you don't do Choshes for Dilog, last time. If you see Tezvav Tezayin, you have two Choshes next one, Yizayin. Unless you get a pattern, you don't have two Choshes. Remember, there's some just keep your eyes out for that. There's something called the Vesta Dilog. They can be skipping up, skipping down, and if you notice, like if your wife is like adding a day or missing a day on the flagasso, 31, 32, 33, if you're skipping one day, so there's something called the Vesta Dilog, and something which you have to they have to be aware of. When I slach, when again, embarrass me nekes, so embarrass me nekes, the Gemara says, embarrass after 3 months, it's considered misalekes. That after 3 months, it's considered misalekes, and you now have to be chishish for all the vestas which she had. The shah is what's until you get to 3 months. So medina the Gemara, it's mevara that you have to be chishish for 3 months for vestas. Like sim misalekes, until after 3 months. The Moshe Tshuva wants to say that maybe Bizman is understand that teva. It's not so common for ladies to see during. It's not common for ladies to see during pregnancy. Therefore, Moshe was mekel even during the first 3 months. You're gonna have to be choshes for it.
The more is that the baby was attacked by pleasure, or they just attacked didn't know
that
she was pregnant.
No, they knew she was pregnant. The pshat is that look, there are two times on Moshe. Number one, the Mitzvah is even Bizman the Gemara some services veveshkiach. You're not 100% misalekas until 3 months, which number one is very, it does happen ladies see during the first 2 months. It happens. It's not like it's unheard of that. After 3 months is very, very rare, but it's something which does happen. So usually says not so negeya, because by the time you figure out you're pregnant, you pass your vest. You don't figure out you're pregnant after 35, 40 days, whatever it is. So usually by the time you figure out you passed all your vests already. You passed the Yom Kodesh, you passed the Nibbanis, you passed that flaga. So that class not really so negeya. It's only if you have a veskavur. That class not going to be negative in the game. When the game in Nakas, we didn't know you're mislikas for 24 months. Because the Mitzvah is that the ladies are not mislikas for 24 months. For the place to say, once the lady starts seeing, so you have to, once she starts seeing already after she has, now she's nursing, you have to start being choshes for the regular vests from them because the Mitzvah is that once she starts seeing, she ends up seeing right away.